Hi Krishna, so here we are in Manchester, and long trip getting over here. I have to fly through Zurich, and every time I fly through Zurich I always have close calls, or like when I came back from India, then my luggage didn't make it. This time I was sure my luggage wasn't going to make it, but as things worked out, it did, because I only had an hour of transit, and my flight from Hungary was late, so by the time I got to Zurich, I only had a half hour meter get from one part of the terminal to the other, and I didn't even have 25 minutes, and also for luggage to make it, but fortunately the Manchester flight was delayed, or it arrived late, so I got on, my luggage got on, it was fortuitous. Can you read it off of me? And now we're here. We're in a little travel lodge, hotel-y type thing. I wouldn't call it a hotel, but it's hotel-y. Not far from Manchester Temple. And doing puja to Radha Damodar, making a nice offering. No dried nuts. Nuts or dried fruit. Well, that's
some dates.
Dates. That's good.
So just
pistachios. They should get. And today is sort of a strategy come rest day, I'm gonna go over the temple. Devotees will be coming this evening. We're going to talk about places to go. I'm not so inclined to travel extreme long distances because I'd rather try and go as close as possible. Anyway, of course, it depends on what's happening and how well I managed to gear in. Right now my main meditations are not so much concerned about how I'm going to distribute books, but rather how I'm going to go to the bathroom on an hourly basis, and I'm going to carry books and manage all the inconveniences that come along with this unfortunate body, not well designed for Sankirtan. Better have a celestial body that doesn't have all of these restrictions. Anyway, it's in Krishna's hands, and we'll try and do our best. And then this evening, Ananda Chaitanya will come, and then we'll make plan and strategy, and other devotees will come. And the idea is that we'll be having Mangalartik at around 7 with a short class, and then prasadam. I'll be writing before that, because I'm going to be behind on my Varnashram Dharma book. And then we'll go over to the temple, morning program, prasadam, see devotees off, and then come back here, do a quick puja. I won't have time for much more than a quick puja for Radha Damodar. And that's good. And then we'll go out. Planning to start going out 4 hours, and then we'll see what comes of that. mostly because I'm vegetarian. There's so many things to do. It's not if I was just a Sankirtan devotee with nothing else on my mind but distributing books, it would be great. And looking forward to an exciting time, a purifying time. This morning I sent out a little written message to devotees, and citing how around this time of the year, 505 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, left home, and with the purpose of being in a more conducive situation for delivering conditioned souls, for liberating them. And Lord Chaitanya left his comfort zone. And that's why I wanted to do this, because the tendency to be comfortable sitting behind a computer at a desk or preaching or being in a nice warm temple, it's good to get out of there, to get out of our comfort zone and follow the Lord, who gave up his wife, gave up his associates, gave up his comfortable situation, in the same way that Srila Prabhupada gave up his when he was living in Vrindavan. Prabhupada said, "You don't know how happy I was there." And Maya Amrigam, and to deliver those who are called Maya Amriga, or animal-like human beings bewildered by the material energy, and somehow or another try to induce them to take Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used sannyas. We may use some other means to get people to take and following the Lord's example and surrendering to that activity is certainly a most rewarding and purifying one. So we'll be in touch, and I'll let you know how we do, send the scores, especially if they're worthwhile hearing. Hare Krishna.